Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Don't make that joke.
Say what?
Don't make the "I love it when Charlie says that." Oh yeah, no one knows what he said.
That's okay. Right, and I'm not.
He doesn't
telling.
Say that on the air.
I know. Okay,
you're not the hot
well,
mic.
Well,
Lou probably thinks you're the hot mic. So let's just go ahead.
Let's leave it at that.
First thing we need to get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to my exploding stove in a second.
Okay.
If you did not see, Leah Chase passed away yesterday.
That's so sad. I saw that late last night.
Nah, not unfortunate, but not sad. 96 years old.
That's how old Lou's mom is.
And had an incredible life.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And
great humanitarian.
Yeah, great woman. And Charlie, in case you don't know, there's a restaurant in the, I believe it's in the Ninth Ward, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, called Dookie Chase's.
I've actually heard the name, but I don't know anything about
it. One of the best soul food kitchens ever invented and has been. It's one of the places that defined soul food.
In New Orleans.
Right.
It's in New
Orleans. Right, right. Yeah. And Leah Chase took it over when she was, I believe, either 17 or 18 years old.
Wow.
She passed away yesterday at 96. Mm. She's been running the restaurant since then.
80 years.
And she was the inspiration. A lot of people don't know this. She was the inspiration for the princess in Disney's The Princess and the Frog, where it was a young girl in New Orleans who took over a restaurant when she was a teenager. And they base that on Leah Chase's life. And
it's like a doctor told me that retiring is not good for your health.
And, you know, up until, I guess, yesterday, Leah showed up every morning at the restaurant and made the biscuits still.
Yeah.
Her granddaughter's been running it, I believe, for about 20 years or so.
I first learned about her after Katrina because her family went in there and got the restaurant back open.
Here's the other thing. Not just her family. Bobby Flay, Mario Batali, all these chefs in New York had such reverence for her that they took off themselves and went down and helped her restore that.
Absolutely.
And then the same with Willie Mae Scotch House, which is the other really legendary soul food restaurant in New Orleans.
And guess what? She wasn't worried about making money. She was worried about feeding her people.
Right.
And she got in there, and she got open after Katrina, and she started helping, feeding people.
Yeah.
As did a lot of celebrity chefs and a lot of people in general.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, but this is one of those cases where Food Network didn't make a big deal out of it because the chefs wouldn't let them. This isn't for publicity. We're going down to help Lisa.
This was not to be commercialized.
And I was lucky enough, a good friend of mine was in town promoting her book. We should have her on sometime. But the book is called Meanwhile, Back at Café Du Monde. And this lady is a world traveler. Mm-hmm. No matter where in the world they were, they would be sitting there and go, but meanwhile, back at Café Du Monde, you know, as a little joke.
Right.
Sinead, and it was a collection. She would do live shows all over the country.
Yeah.
And in restaurants where the chefs would come up and just tell stories while they were eating. And it was a collection of those stories.
Wow.
And one of the stories was Leah Chase. And the recipe that she included in it was shrimp Clementine, which Leah Chase invented. It's a classic New Orleans dish now. And I was lucky enough to go on air with her to support it by doing the cooking. She talked about the book, and I was able to actually cook Leah Chase's handwritten recipe.
That's awesome.
For shrimp Clementine on Studio 10 one time.
Whew.
And it's a great dish. Ran it for a special that day. It was back at the old Little House Midtown days.
Oh, yeah.
And that was my lunch special. A
couple of good chefs came through that place.
Couple few. Wesley Nevin. That's where Wes Nevin and I
Who
met.
Who else?
John Gibson.
There you go.
Yeah. And then Mark.
I miss John.
Cherish Jessica, who is a Patty Clark caliber pastry chef.
Yeah.
And also, you want some good New Orleans cooking? That woman will cook the pants off of me and Carl Tilley any day. And that's saying something, because Carl.
I don't know if I want to see that.
Yeah, you don't.
I had a mental image there for a moment.
My mental image was real of a fire alarm in college. And Carl doesn't like the story, so I'm not going to go any further with it.
Well, who pulled the handle?
If Carl knew, they wouldn't be here right now.
I have so many jokes just popped through my head, but we're a family kind of show here.
So there's a rumor to that effect.
I was getting ready, doing my show prep this morning.
Yeah.
Trying to make some tea. There was an explosion in the house.
Oh, no.
And I go into the kitchen, and the glass top stove is shattered. My garbage can is on fire. And the stove was on fire.
What a way to start the morning.
Yeah. And so I put the fire out and get everything settled down, turn the burners off. And I'm just like, I just bought this and it's ruined. You know?
So it was the stove itself that blew
up? Yeah, the stove blew up. So I go Google to see how hard this is to fix first. Mm-hmm. All the instruction videos are 7.5 minutes. So I'm thinking it takes maybe a half an hour. So that's cool. I can see new glass top stove setups for about $150. I can live with that. You know, that's what I paid for the whole stove use, so I'm good. Mm-hmm. And then I just type in glass top stove exploding. Turns out this happens a lot. A lot. These things blow up a lot.
I've only heard about it a few times. I've never heard.
I'd never heard of it before. I was guaranteed it was not something that happened, but it happens mm-hmm. a lot. And it's usually not operator error.
Now, was this part of an entire stove, or was it just
the top
you put on the cabinet?
Yeah. No, it's a glass top stove is the ones that are completely flat across the bottom, and the burners are under a piece of glass.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's not a stove.
The coils, the coils kind of built into?
Yeah, the oven's fine. The stove top is the only thing that's messed up. Well, you know, this happens a frightening number of times, I'm finding out mm-hmm. that these things just blow through no operator error. That, however, was not the case this time. I take 98% of the blame for this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. The first part of the blame was I turned on the rear knob when I meant to turn on the front knob. That's 98% my fault. The other 2% is every stove manufactured in America should have the front knob on the left, the rear knob on the right, and they should never change that configuration. And I've been in restaurants where they had to replace one stove, and you've got 4 burners that are set up one way and 4 that are set up the other one, and you're going to have a fire that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is left front because they both end with a T.
I'm trying mm-hmm. to picture this.
Right rear because they both start with an R.
That's the way mine's not. Right. Mine's not a glass top, but
right.
Mine is set up that way.
Right. But, and so was the burnt cooktop at the restaurant that I cooked 100 things on last night with that configuration, which is why I got it backwards.
My glass top at home, there's 4 burners, and the 4 knobs correspond to the position of the burners.
Mm-hmm.
So top left knob is top mm-hmm. back left.
Right, burner. Yours are offset, not like 4 in a row?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a square.
Yeah, see that throws a whole other pickle into it. But, you know, that's a design thing that you decide on because you like the way it looks and like that. But anyway, so that was 98% my fault.
What a way to start the morning.
Yeah, there should be a uniform setup for this.
Can you use the rest of the other eyes?
No, it's gone. The whole thing is shattered. I have to get a whole new stovetop. The other one is 100% my fault. Don't set aerosol cans on burners, y'all.
What?
We don't use the back left burner because it's one of those where it can either be a 6-inch or a 9-inch, and neither one of those adjustments works well. So I don't use it.
Okay.
It's a useless burner to me.
Mm-hmm. So you had an aerosol can?
Yeah, that's where the can for the cooking spray.
That's why.
Yes.
I don't leave aerosol on my stove. But.
And I was in a hurry trying to do a bunch of things, and I did not pay the attention that
that's
I should
100%
have.
100% your fault.
No, it's 98% my fault.
So
if
it's
those knobs had been in the right place, I'd have tea right now and not a busted stove.
That's right. How are you going to make of it? Hey, we got tea in the back.
But I do know that my firewall behind mm-hmm. my stove works.
Works, okay.
Because, and it's a fire retardant cardboard.
Yeah. I didn't have that bad a problem at my house. My handle came off my microwave. I went to get something out of the microwave. The handle goes, whoop. So I got to call my landlord tomorrow. I need a new microwave anyway. So,
and that brings up a wonderful point. Anyone that tells you it is better to own a home than to rent is crazy. There's no equity at the end of that. If you would have gotten a part-time job at minimum wage for those 30 years, you'd have more money in the bank than the equity. Glad I inherited my
house.
I'll keep
that in mind for the next 30 years.
Yeah.
343-0106, you can text us there. Be sure to get out there and vote for us. It's best DJs.
Last day
on
to vote.
The nappies.
Chicken, ice cream, fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. This is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh. I like chicken. I like fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh. I don't like juice.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Billy Stitt with Billy Small Batch Bacon. I'm here from Old 27 Grill on the Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Hey, some Billy's bacon would go really good with
it. And speaking of Billy, please, everybody, keep his wife and his family in your prayers. She's battling that C word, and they're not alone, you know, Pete Blum and his wife. Mm-hmm. Have been paddling. But hey,
Madeline and winning.
I want to know. Mm-hmm. Some people say they are born with a silver spoon in their mouth, but Stu Reb Donald.
That's plastic.
My mom stole the one out of my mouth and sold it.
It's faux gold. It's faux gold.
It's faux gold.
I actually have a ton of these that were left over from a wedding catering where the bride and groom
spoon.
Had. It's plastic. It's disposable. The bride and groom went with a white and gold theme and got a bunch of these gold plastic forks and spoons and everything, and we had them left over, and we're like, well, these are beautiful. You want us to pack them up? And, oh, y'all can have them. And I just went, well, there's 100 spoons I don't have to buy.
There you go.
So I got a Ziploc bag full of these gold plastic spoons, and they are beautiful. They look like a real spoon.
I thought it was.
Can you get this brand, man? You know, I don't know.
By the way, can the Facebook folks see what you have on your plate there? Is the camera in the...
Look, it's a plate full of plain bread.
It looks like mold on the side. What
it doesn't
is that,
look
flour?
Like plain bread.
Yeah, this is real bread, Mike. It's made. It's multi-grain. There's wheat germ. It's good for you, and it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And let me say...
It's got roughage in it.
Yeah. It has been a particular bone of mine. I pay attention to what's in bread.
Yeah.
And there is a major brand out there that has this heart healthy stamped on the side of their bag, catering to diabetics, and it is the least healthy bread on the market. They use high fructose corn syrup and hydrogenated oil to make it the two worst things you can put in bread or anything else you're eating.
And probably diabetes.
And then
too.
Stamp it with heart health on it. Your body cannot metabolize either one of those, so it saves every bit of it as fat.
I buy butter bread.
Yeah.
And I don't
but
know.
This is just some Nature's Own. But
is that the brand name, Nature's Own?
Yeah, Nature's Own. It's a very trustworthy company. Like I say, Arnold's is another good one. If you've seen Arnold's in the grocery store, that's very healthy and delicious. Really good. But what I've got in my hand here, Michael.
Oh, that's what I've been looking at.
Here, you got the cap. Why don't you do some reading while I...
Blackberry.
While I manage...
Rennie's Honey Butter.
Rennie's. We just had...
Rennie's. I'm sorry. Rennie's Honey Butter.
Yeah. Remember Irene? That's what the Rennie is from. Her middle name is Irene, and her sister calls her Rennie. Yeah.
So you're spreading some of this. Now, from this distance, it has kind of the color of a yogurt, but it's not a yogurt, I think.
No, it's butter with honey and blackberries in it.
Wow.
And, you know, she had gotten a bunch of blackberries, picked a bunch. She was on the show a couple of weeks ago. And I'm going to let you and Charlie slop on this half right here, on that slice. You tear it up any way you want. You want my pocket knife?
Tear it in half. And
just tear it in half. And
okay. Oh, I got to do that for you, too. You can't do anything, Mike.
Well, you got the spoon.
and probably the clean hands.
Lou, you are a patient woman. Do you have to cut a spaghetti for him?
I'm a patient man.
I'm glad you said cut spaghetti. That's the only way I can eat it.
Mike, there's a difference between patient and unmotivated. sitting in front of the TV all day long watching football on a Saturday does not mean you're patient.
All right.
It means you're invested.
Is that what it is? I'm invested?
Invested.
Oh, and what a nice smell.
Mm-hmm. There's a wonderful aroma to it. I will tell you this because Heather and I have been experimenting with it on bagels and whatnot all week.
We need to chew further back from the mic.
Yeah, let it. I want people. Let it, if you're keeping it refrigerated, it's really because it is a butter. It's a real butter.
Mm-hmm.
It's stiff, so let it sit out. I pulled this out before I got here, so it softened up in the hour. So
butter and honey and blackberries.
Mm-hmm.
She that had is just really nice.
Yep, yep. And the guys that were in here last week with Mad Dog, did you try their sauce yet, Mike?
Not yet.
It's perfect. It's
and we like perfect.
I have some. I have some wings at home waiting on it.
It had a little kick to it.
A little, not much.
Yeah.
It.
Mad Dog was.
And I sent him an email and I said, if I were going to make a sauce from scratch myself, this is the sauce I wish I made.
It Where was can perfect. You get Reenie's?
Well, she left these for me at Cheese Cottage, so I know you can get them at Cheese Cottage, but at Old Chill Market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Old Chill Market. I've seen them in a bunch of other places too.
Mm-hmm.
But,
that's got real seeds in it too.
Yeah, it's blackberry.
Well, that and plus the seeds in the bread. But
yeah,
and see, I love bread like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell just you something put else real I like about this. It's not as I want to use the word intrusive as a regular jelly or a jam would be. It's very light.
It's not cloyingly sweet.
Yeah,
like jellies and jams tend to.
Right.
And it doesn't bury the flavor of the blackberries.
And I better make sure to save some of this for Mr. Phil back there.
You know, I love little bread like that. Bread like that.
If he didn't get a slice of that, he's going to cut off the phones.
And
beer.
When I went to France, mm-hmm. we had bread and butter everywhere we went.
Mm-hmm. Heather would be in.
Oh, my God, the butter's so sweet, but this is delicious.
That's one of the things I want to thank Heather for, is reminding me of the sheer pleasure of good butter
mm-hmm.
and a nice piece of bread. Not toasted or anything.
Yeah.
She has reminded me of that. And when
just tear it.
Her favorite display at World Food Championships was the challenge butter
mm-hmm.
because the lady was just sitting there putting sea salt challenge butter on a piece of bread. And she it was like the perfect buffet to her.
That's what I did.
All right, Stu, for those people who would like to duplicate what we have just enjoyed.
Get a loaf of bread and some Reenie's honey butter.
Reenie's honey
Reenie's
butter.
Reenie's honey butter.
R-E.
It's like Irene.
R-E-N-E-Y apostrophe S. It's
okay. Like, and Old Shell Markets where you can get it. What kind of
bread? Yeah, and you can also go to reenieshoneybutter.com. And the bread is just Nature's Own. Every
I'm sure her Facebook page will tell you where you can buy this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we shared it, and I'll share it again. She was nice enough to leave this for us at Cheese Cottage, and I wanted to make sure that we tried it on air. And I think Mike's happy that we tried it on air.
Hey, can I do one thing real quick?
Sure.
I just want to talk about or maybe possibly reveal a deep, dark secret.
You ate it someplace without ferns.
No, there's a rumor going around that today is Discover Mobile Day.
Mm.
And I just wonder, because obviously the city did nothing to publicize it.
Look, Mike, I just discovered Mobile. It's right outside the window.
I've wondered where it was at.
Is that it? Oh, well, that's not too – that parking lot's not too impressive. But it was something about free admission to museums today. If anybody knows, please call us, 343-0106, and share the good news.
Yeah, just let Phil know, and we'll talk about it.
I tried to Google it, and it said your Discover Card app, mobile app. And I'm thinking, no, I didn't Google it right.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah. So. But, so yeah, got us some Reenie's, man.
Well, I just discovered some Reenie's honey butter blackberry.
Mm-hmm.
And you got it all in your mustache.
Yeah.
Now, is
saving that for later.
I guess she has other flavors.
Yeah. In fact, we've got the strawberry and the cinnamon at home.
Wow.
And I think last night Heather made a piece of toast, put the cinnamon honey butter over it, and then sprinkled cinnamon sugar on top of that.
I like cinnamon on oatmeal.
You know who we got coming up on when we come back from break?
Who's that?
You know this guy, Wade Price from Serial Killers?
I'm going to tell you what, I've eaten there.
Mm. And, you were supposed to wait on me so we could go together, but you just couldn't.
You don't ever wait on me.
Well, you don't ever come to Sims. And I'm calling you out, Andy McDonald.
I got to discover Sims.
I'm calling Andy McDonald out.
What's that?
We got two great places, mm-hmm. Brick Pit or Hickory Pit. Mm-hmm. They're in Sims. Hickory mm-hmm. Pit, too. And Sims House of Pizza that do something, food that nobody else is doing in Mobile or Baldwin County. Andy, you need to go to Sims. Come on out. Bring your guitar. I'll grab my ukulele. We'll jam out of both of these places, buddy.
You need a 28-inch
pizza.
Oh, my God.
28-inch.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, God.
Yeah. 28-inch. Think about it. The tire on your car is 16-inch.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be the large at Domino's
yeah.
and Pizza Hut. They went to 14-inch years ago. 14-inch is a small at Sims House of Pizza.
Wow.
What everybody else is selling is large. The medium is an 18-inch, which is bigger than any large on the market.
Right. Could you handle a 28-inch, Mike?
In one sitting, no problem.
I usually just eat like one slice of pizza, believe it or not.
We actually sell that one by the slice.
Oh, cool.
In Sims, you can get 28-inch single slice of pizza.
Is that on Highway 98?
No. It's on Snow Road, across from Mary Montgomery High School.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Yeah. But calling you out, Andy McDonald, and Hickory Pit fried chicken skin as an appetizer. A big basket of fried chicken skin.
Oh, Lord.
You got to get out there, Andy. Sims has got it for you.
I
got to
get out there.
We're coming back?
Oh, yeah. When we come back, we're going to have Wade Price from Serial Killers.
Make me happy.
Make me happy.
Make me feel fine.
Make me feel fine.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu, and I'm Jonesy Jones. You can find me on YouTube, Jonesy Jones Music. Also, Facebook, Crown Jewels.
Man, that is one tight band.
I love that band. I love her too.
They just kicked off the concert series at Dolphin Island Sunset Concert.
Yeah, they did
this week. And then I think they're going to be headlining the end of the series, which usually runs around Reggae Week.
Right.
Is that a weekly deal on the island?
Weekly or monthly? I forget. David Calametti would be the man. So David, if you're listening, Texas, I believe that's weekly. I want to say it's weekly.
I don't know. I know the Sunset thing, I think, is monthly.
Okay. The one in Daphne is monthly. I know that. The swing band.
All right. Now, if you go to Key West and Governor Square, that's nightly, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So.
But a little bigger.
Tell me who we got, Stu.
You know, he's your buddy, Wade Price of Serial Killers. Good morning, Wade.
Good morning, Wade. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good. How are you?
Just good, fine. Great, doing great.
You're one of the few people in this industry that I don't have to apologize to about getting you up this early because you're a brunch place, so you're always up this early, right?
Oh, I go to the restaurant like every day, like around
6:00. He's a breakfast place, man. He's believe it or not, Wade, I have been there, and I came in incognito one day, and I had the brisket.
The banh mi?
Banh mi.
Incognito?
And I had, well, not incognito, but you know, just undercover or something like that. And I had the tater tots,
the truffles.
My God, those tater tots. Me and Stu are tater tot fans.
Yeah.
And those tater tots were off the chart. They were fine, fine, fine.
Yeah, we talked about it all the time, so we should just open up a tater tot restaurant.
Tater tot restaurant, that would be fantastic. Wade, what did you tell people where you're located?
We're located inside the mill in downtown Fairhope on Bancroft Street. It's a really beautiful space. It used to be the Windmill Market. It was renovated by Susan Wells Hammock. They did a fantastic job.
Yeah, you're familiar with the mill, right?
Oh, yeah. I do business with Bob there at Mary Ann's and your next door neighbor there. That is such a cool place. Such a cool place the mill is. And I love your little corner over there, man. Y'all got it a little tight over there, and it's so cool.
We're really lucky that we got that space. You know, we opened up a month after they finished renovating, and you know, I used to work at the Windmill Market, a couple of years ago. So it's You know, I like my home away from home.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, when you work in a restaurant business.
Yeah. Well, Mike, since you've been in the place, just real quick for the callers, just tell them what to expect from a consumer's point of view when they go into Serial Killer. And tell them how it's spelled, too.
It's spelled like cereal, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, but I got it on print
so you could spell it for you.
And how did y'all come up with the name, Wade? Hang on. Hey, Wade.
Hey, we're having a hard time hearing you. Yeah, let me suggest something. If you're on a speakerphone, get off of the speaker because your phone is very distorted.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Fantastic.
A lot better.
All right. All right. Well, explain to us how y'all come up with the name Serial Killer.
Honestly, it was one of those things, like when we came up with the concept, the name just kind of hit me.
It's brilliant. My girlfriend and I both are just fascinated by wordplay, and, you know, so we love comedians like Bo Burnham and Dimitri Martin that will really explore words. So when we saw that, we're just like, we're going to like it, just based off the name.
Yeah, the funny thing is my wife didn't like the name at first. She's like, people in Fairhope aren't going to like the name, Wade. I don't know about this. And I was like, people will like it. I promise.
It may be the most liberal city in the state of Alabama, but it's still Alabama.
Yeah.
How long have y'all been open?
We're going on our fourth month now.
So okay.
We're still pretty new.
Okay.
And you have a very imaginative brunch menu. He said he had a banh mi, but it's a breakfast banh mi, isn't it?
Yeah, we do our brisket banh mi. So, like, you know, we braise our brisket for around 8 hours. And we do a nice duck pate on it. We make a pickled slaw out of purple cabbage and carrots and daikon, a honey habanero aioli, cilantro and fresh jalapenos. It's delicious. Mm.
Because I have fallen in love with the banh mi in the last couple of years. I did one World Food Championships where I mashed it up with fish escabeche from Puerto Rico because I was looking at both recipes, and the vinegar and those vegetables kind of married well. And ever since then, now I'm just trying every banh mi, and I got to come try your brisket one because right now my reigning champ for best banh mi is the ribeye steak at Jade Flames over here. But I love brisket. Well, so now I've got to go to
Cereal Another place. Thing that I liked about it, Wade, was the bread. Where did you get the bread from?
The bread with the banh mi, we searched, you know, all over the place. We tried, you know, the Gambino's, like, po' boy bread.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's a really nice, baguette. But it took us a while to find it.
Some people, I don't even think they even think about how to pair the bread.
Yeah.
We were in New Orleans a couple of weeks back, and I had the Juicy Lucy burger. Mm-hmm. It was just like at Billy Stitt's place down there at Old 27 Grill, or it's got a different name now, but the bread makes it, man. The bread makes completes it. The bread completes it. It's like pairing wine with the right meal. And I just thought everything about that banh mi was perfect, dead on, as far as the way the flavor combinations just all came together.
You just mentioned a Juicy Lucy. We have on our menu, it's called the Morning Lucy.
Oh.
We do our take on it. Like, we make a nice sausage patty, and we stuff it with Tillamook cheddar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Tillamook is fantastic.
It's delicious. And speaking of the bread, we buy this awesome everything brioche bun from Warehouse Bakery in downtown Fairhope.
We know Patty Clark very well.
What a great place to buy from.
it
makes a sandwich.
And see, that's what you call, local supporting local.
Yeah.
You spread it around too, and not from some big food company, a bread company out of Atlanta or Nashville or somewhere. You know, you're doing it right.
We do everything we can. We buy our eggs from J&K Farms.
Good for you.
We buy our lettuce from local appetite. We work with as many cool companies and farms as we can around here.
Awesome, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. You also have pho, and Heather is in love with pho, so we're going to have to come over. Other than these two decidedly Southeastern Asian dishes, what else do you have on the menu?
So the goal with Serial Killer was to do things that no one else
does, right? So we want to be as creative as possible. So we actually do, we don't do a pho, but we do ramen.
Ramen, that's it, yeah.
So, but we have our ramen that we make a buttered toast broth. And we do a, and we do like our, we make our own bacon in-house. So it has like a maple bacon. We do a golden egg, which is like a six-mint egg pickled in turmeric. And, scallions and stuff. So it's like we have a croque madame on the menu with our twist. It has like fried chicken and beer cheese on it. We do, we have like the Morning Lucy, like I said. We're actually doing a steak and egg sandwich right now called with a Louisiana Wagyu.
Oh my gosh. Really?
So you know, in my, like you mentioned, our tots, we do our truffle tots and we do our killer tots, which are smothered in our beer cheese and have a pit smoked ham on them. And then we have our boozy French toast sticks that are like covered in fruity pebbles.
Where'd you learn all this?
We like to have fun with our menu.
Where did you learn all this?
Actually, so me and my business partner, Eli, we went to culinary school together at Virginia College when it was open.
Okay.
And then we ended up going and working at a whole bunch of places. Like I worked at like Noja, and I worked at True very briefly when that was open on Duru Drive.
Yeah.
The Battle House Hotel. I mean, I've worked, me and Eli have both worked kind of all over the place around like 10 years now.
Yeah, I'd say having Wesley True and Shockley Diggs on your resume is pretty good. Those are two very inventive chefs. So
yeah, I've been lucky and I've worked at some cool places. I've worked for some really good people, so Eli the same thing. So we try to I'm more of the creative vision guy. Eli is the
execution guy,
the books and all that stuff, you know. So he kind of brings me down to earth and I kind of pull him out of the shell.
Collaboration is one of my favorite things, and when I was a musician you did it all the time. I don't get to do it as much cooking, but when do you find when you get together with other chefs that you show them, hey, we're doing this at the restaurant, they go, oh, that's fantastic, reminds me of a thing we did at this other restaurant, and then you come up with a new dish from those two in your imagination, and I just live for that kind of creative flow.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing.
Yeah, it really is. When I was at Beer Garden, I was working with a young man on day shift, and we were trying to get rid of some of the exotic beef that they had tried for a while, or exotic meats. They had elk and bison and ostrich, I believe, and it just wasn't working, so we were trying to spin it. We ended up making 100% grass-fed Swedish meatballs.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow. He had his grandparents happened to be Swedish, and he had his grandmother's Swedish meatball recipe from Sweden.
You can't go wrong with a meatball.
Yeah, exactly. And then I taught him from the Italian side. I said, you know why they're perfectly round? He goes, no, I've always wondered that. I said, they don't cook them in the oven or a skillet. They deep fry them. So it sets as soon as you drop it in the oil and makes it, keeps it round. So yeah, it's that kind of play back and forth that you and Eli have that really fuels some creative dishes. And your menu is just dripping with creativity.
That's the goal. You know, we want to bring something to Fairhope that, you know, that's completely new and different. You know, kind of stay away. There's a lot of restaurants that are doing, you know, kind of the same thing. And, you know, they do some great things, but, you know, we wanted to kind of break the mold a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love that. All right, real quick, we've only got less than a minute, so give us your address, phone number, Facebook, Instagram,
hours,
your MySpace page, whatever you got.
Days and hours.
You can find us at 85 North Bancroft Street. If you look us up on Facebook and Instagram, we're Serial Killer Fairhope, and you know we're open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 to 2:30. We're also open Friday and Saturday night, 5 to 8, and the only day we're closed is on Mondays.
And you're going to be open for Art Walk, so that'd be cool time to go.
yeah,
sure.
All right, well, we sure appreciate it, and I'm sure Heather will be making me drag her to Fairhope for some serial killers very soon. We watch your posts. And we've got to get over there.
Come on down.
And then you can come out to Sims. How's that?
That sounds great to me.
All right. Thanks a lot, Wade.
Thanks for coming on, Wade.
Thank you. Carnivorous habits. Made it nearly 7 days. Losing
get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Tony over at Bob's Downtown Restaurant. You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Mm. I'm going to tell you what.
That Bob's is
tell
good.
What.
Well, I mean, they're just great people over there. He's got a great kitchen staff. The servers are phenomenal. I don't know
how
they don't lose
Coletta's
their minds.
Baked goods,
I don't
Italian
know how they
good.
Don't lose their minds over there. Every one of them, nobody just stands around except George. Mm-hmm. But George got a broke shoulder right now, so he can't work. So, poor George. I give him a hard time all the time. But just food's always phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not fancy, just plain
service
old
is
great,
great
food.
You know, the owner's not a bad guy himself.
Yeah,
he's pretty cool.
He's philanthropic. And he's a playboy.
And let me tell you what.
Genius.
And a genius.
And but not a billionaire, so he's not Tony Stark.
But let me tell you what he does. He raises a lot of money.
Yes, he does.
He uses help his place.
For worthy causes.
And they do a lot of fundraising. Mm-hmm. And they raise a lot of money. And he feeds the cops during
Mardi Gras.
And he fed some of the firemen. Yeah. Fed some of the firemen, too.
Yeah.
And
raising money for cancer research.
Almost every Tuesday night, that street is blocked off, and there's some money being raised.
Excellent.
I guarantee.
Excellent.
And he's selling some food. So, and he's local. And he supports local, too.
And he's open 7 to 2, Monday through 7 days a week.
Isn't that. Man, that man knows him some diners, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
You know, next week we're going to have some more local love.
Oh, yeah? What are we going to have?
Chase Matthews from Playhouse Spices.
Okay.
That's the couple down in Midtown, downtown, that area.
Yeah.
Actually, they're right around the corner from the Kate Shepherd house that we stayed in for my birthday.
Mm-hmm. Off of Monterey.
Yeah.
In Monterey Place.
Yeah, right around the corner from where Heather works. So this is great. I've been tinkering with their spices. You know, I did the blackening and all that. Well, I use their Old Dolphin Way blend, and we're off the air. But we still have a live going on. Want to wave at our people on the live there?
Yeah, you should talk. So, gosh, it's too bad. Going off the air.
Yeah, so I blew up my stove this morning.
Oh, no. What'd you do?
Turned on the wrong burner that I thought I wanted on.
And an aerosol can.
Yeah, and right, I turned on the one under the aerosol can.
Oh, no.
So I said, Trump, you kill me, man. You cannot do that. The moon does not belong to us.
Yeah. Okay, you have to clean up your conversation.
Oh, yeah.
When it's back in the headphones,
tell me,
back on
tell
the
me off there.
Okay, so I tried their Old Dolphin Way blend because Heather started reading it. And one of the interesting things in it is tangerine peel or tangerine zest. And I thought, okay, I got pork ribs.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing transcends. This thing's got a little heat to it, too. I had to ease up on it because not everybody that was eating could handle the heat. It was fantastic as a rub on the ribs.
Now, what was the tangerine part?
It's a zest that's in this Old Dolphin Way with all the other spices.
And I'm going to tell you, too, when I use pork, I use either peaches, apricots. Mm-hmm. I'll have to try tangerine, but something in that family. I love that flavor.
Well, it's stone fruits, they're nice and sweet, and pork and duck both work well with fruits because they have so much fattiness. You need that sweet and the little bit of acidity to cut through that fat. That fat at the same time keeps the sweet from being too sweet.
Yeah.
So, it's a good play, and so that's why I wanted to use it. And then, you know, I had the little Mad Dog's sauce on the side, and everyone raved about the Mad Dog sauce and just said, it's just letter perfect.
Yeah.
To me, it is exactly what barbecue sauce should be.
Right.
It was just fantastic. You need to get into it.
Well, let me ask you.
You just did.
We're in grilling season. Are there some seasonings and spices that maybe you shouldn't put on your grilled meats until after you've almost grilled? Because doesn't the flame or the heat affect the flavor?
I've not had any problem with that.
I wondered about that because I've seen some where and I watch a lot of shows on Create Channel, and sometimes they'll season at the end with their throw-on spices.
I will finish with a finishing salt. And that's one of those things people think, you got to get sea salt to cook with. Well, no, sea salt's not good for cooking with.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for finishing with.
Yeah.
Cooking, you want kosher salt.
Right.
That goes throughout there. The sea salt is, you're really not doing it for the salt.
Yeah.
You're doing it for that little crunch that it gives you.
Well,
on top.
The other day I had the best scallops I ever had in my life.
Really?
And guess what they season it with?
Sea salt.
That's all.
Yeah, at the end. Probably.
That's all. Yeah. And believe it, they just had a Rouse's just opened their new store, and they were big oysters. I mean, they were oysters all you wanted to eat, free, and scallops and all that.
Now, see, why didn't you let me know about that?
I didn't know about it until I got there.
Oh, okay.
There was salsa. Koneka was there, you know, doing theirs. I was looking for Patty and them. I didn't. I mean, not Patty. Deborah and them, but I didn't.
She was over there somewhere.
Their
Rouse's is carrying all the Hall sausages.
They are all them sausages.
That's great. They got it.
That's
all.
Great. And she was posting about short ribs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I gotta try that.
Told you, man. USDA, only USDA wholesale vendor in Mobile County.
Dang. Got to get over there. But,
it's a family show, Mike.
But it's not retail. You got to.
That's okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But those scallops were huge.
Yeah.
And he only seasoned them with salt, sea salt. And they were the best I've ever had.
That would be fine.
I've always used other seasonings on sea salt, on scallops, but they were the best I've ever had.
Oh, I just pretty much just salt and maybe a little black pepper. That's all that's needed.
But they were great without the black pepper. And I love black pepper on everything.
Scallops are delicious, but it's very easy to overpower them.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want anything that covers them up.
And he fried them in butter.
Butter, yeah. Butter or olive oil, either one works. Clarified butter is what we used to do them in at most of the restaurants.
Explain to people what clarified butter is.
It is butter where the milk fats and the milk solids have been separated.
Mm-hmm.
And the solids go to the top. That's what we use to make cheese and butter and all that. Mm-hmm. And what's left is the oil, the liquid, which pretty much looks like a really thick olive oil or cooking oil. In India, it's called ghee. G-H-E-E.
Mm-hmm.
And the easiest way for me to do it is if you have a gas top stove, like we do in restaurants. Yeah. put it in a bain-marie overnight so that the water's in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Put the other pan in it. Put the butter in it. Put the lid on it over that pilot light and just go to bed. When you wake up in the morning, it'll be perfectly separated.
And then you just scrape the top off?
Yeah, you just skim it off.
Can you use that for anything?
You can. I don't know what you would do it for. I'm not a cheesemaker. They probably know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be, I don't know. I don't know enough about that end of the process.
Mm-hmm.
But the other end that you've got is clarified butter.
And
that's actually what blackening should be done.
Yeah.
Is clarified butter as hot as a pan?
And if you take the clarified butter, can you blend it with olive oil?
You could, but I don't know why you would want to because it's pretty much the same consistency. It's an oil.
Okay.
Yeah. Without the fats in it, it's not going to burn. It raises.
See, those
smoke
are questions
point.
I've always had.
Yeah.
I've always had those questions.
Yeah. What makes butter burn is the milk solids that are in it.
Mm-hmm.
When you remove the milk solids, you're left with pretty much just an oil.
Yeah.
That has a wonderful flavor and a beautiful golden thing. But the smoke point rises to close to extra virgin olive oil, which is also on the lower end.
Well, folks, I've learned something today.
Yeah.
But, Stu, we're out of time.
But we still don't know.
We
got to
go.
We got us
some
new cookbooks to go look at. She'll be on the show, Teen Chef Eliana.
Yes. Our little girl's grown up.
Yeah, she really
is. Listen, folks, get out there.
Playhouse Spices.
Charlie wants you to get out there and discover Mobile, but get out here and discover all these restaurants and cool places and cool
local
butters and stuff that we talk about up here.
And no ferns in the library. The lobby.
Either one.
Because support local, be local, buy local.
It is a fern bookstore.
And locals, support locals too.
Hey, Mike.
What? Provolone.
Provolone.
And yes. Bill Finch is in the studio.
Ooh, I can't believe it.
Get a table near the street in our old familiar.